Mein nächster Gast an der Weltfriedenswoche 2022 ist der Massoud aus dem Iran. Er ist ein Computerprogrammierer und wie lange er schon in der Schweiz ist und alles weitere erfahren wir jetzt im Interview. Hello Massoud.
Hello, it's nice to be here.
Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Just one moment, please. Yes. I said you are a computer programmer. How long have you been in Switzerland?
It's about 2 years that I'm here.
And why did you come here? Is it work-related?
I was a student in Italy. And then for the rest of my education program, I came to Switzerland for my master's thesis. And then I found a job here and I stayed here.
Can you quickly explain what it is that you do?
Basically, what I do is a writing program for the hardware, basic level of the programming for the hardware. When a printed circuit board comes out of the factory, it doesn't work if it doesn't have any program on it. So I am part of the engineering team who writes program for the, let's say, first level of the program for the hardware, and actually we make it alive somehow to work.
And you said you would like to speak to us about our motto this year, which is all together. Why does this speak to you so much?
This is a very important thing in terms of opportunities that brings to the human society. When we talk about all together, it means a lot. First thing strikes in my mind is mutual acceptance and working in the teams and playing a good role as a single member in a team for each individual. And basically, success is one of the most important things that every society wants to have. And one of the good factors for being successful is to have a good acceptance for each individual member of that society.
Is it especially important for you, maybe because you have been away from your home for so long in Italy and now in Switzerland? What are your experiences in this regard?
Being in different societies, small societies like university and then in the workplace, made it important in my mind that integration and having a good relationship with the members of the society plays an important role to be successful for both individuals and other members of the society. So when I came here, I realized that as long as, being far from home makes you think about being part of another society. But this cannot happen without integration. When you want to integrate, you should have some level of acceptance of the other people. And that's the beginning of the journey for being successful.
Another phrase you said is mutual acceptance. What exactly does it mean to you when you think of those terms? What are the first thoughts that come to mind?
Well, basically, a mutual acceptance. First of all, I would ask to myself, acceptance of what? And the first answer, an easy answer, is acceptance of differences. And this acceptance is really important because when it comes to common things, people easily celebrate common things and things that they have in share with each other. But when it comes to differences, people normally tend to don't talk a lot about it, which has a lot of potential in it, in my point of view. I would say it has a lot of opportunities when you want to, when you think about it. For example, the first and foremost is opportunity of learning for members of the society. And people can learn from each other. This is really important. And by learning, you can open other opportunities, like business opportunities, and something like this.
What would be advice you would give to someone, maybe younger or maybe also in the same situation as you, maybe who has to leave his home country and live somewhere else? What is the most important thing?
Well, in order to have a good success, let's say, in mutual acceptance, there are a couple of strategies that me personally I took, and I would like to mention a couple of them. Basically, I didn't try to control feelings of others. This is important for the young generations when they deal with differences in their in a new society, when they face a new colleague and these things. So, for instance, I remember it became highlighted in my mind when I wanted to help one of my friends, and unfortunately I failed because I tried to persuade him to see things in my way, and this was not okay. So after a while I came to know that the fact that with feelings there is no right or wrong thing. So when you want to be successful in helping others, it's better to put yourself in others' shoes. So think as they like, or try to capture their perspective. This is what I learned, and this is the strategy that I can give to the young generation. And another thing is allow other people to be different, and this is a key to be empathic person, because empathic means having an open mind, accepting people's unique differences, and as I told, difference is all opportunities. For example, in my experience, I remember once I arrived here, I would hang out with my friends in some bars and restaurants, and I realized that there is a very delicious drink in Iran that it's missing in the Europe, which is a mixture of carrot juice and ice cream. Basically, this can be a business idea for young generations if they want to have mobile station, food service, and these things. And it's simple, so they can prepare a big glass of carrot juice and put one or two bowls of ice cream in it and wait for a couple of minutes. And this is the difference, and this is the good example of opportunities and learning and all together.
Well, thank you very much for being part of our World Peace Week, Masoud, and good luck with all your future projects.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.